Yes. Oh, that's good. Shalom, everyone. I'm glad to be around you, my brothers and sisters in Christ in Living Water Congregation. And I'm very glad to be around you. God is good in our life. First, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owner of this land, the land we use to worship God, the caring, the land, the water, and the culture as well. And also, I like to acknowledge and pay my respect to the elders, past, present, and emerging. As when Badail asked me, you be able to preaching in this week, somehow I just pick on 6th of December. This 6th of December, very important day for me. 28 years ago, exactly same day in Flores, I was ordained as a minister of the word. So this is very privilege for me to stand here to preaching and bring the good news. The songs very, very touch my heart. God calling you from Flores to come to Living Water. How amazing God in our life. That's the way God choose us to be. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messengers ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight path for him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, renew our minds and our thoughts by and because of the truth of your word. By our Lord Jesus Christ, it is the living word that guides us to the way and obedience. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, during primary school and high school, I was very active and exciting to be part of the scouts with a beautiful uniform. You feel like you'll be proud of yourself. One of the most interesting activity for me were trekking. As a team leaders, we must have to have the ability to read the secret codes that are present. If you do not want to get lost or mislead members of the team that you lead, the ability and thoughtness in communicating is very important and necessary when understanding patterns that are around to make it to the destination. And most importantly, the commitment and trust of in each members in the team. The strength and success of the team is determined by the leaders and the mutual trust among followers, members in the team. I tried to make this example to bring our attention to the reading today and the theme, very important theme for us, live and journey in the words of Christ. When you experience the excitement of a big event in your life, you naturally want to tell someone, I have very good experience in my life. Telling the story can bring back the original thrill as you relive the experience. Live and journey in the words of Christ. The Gospel of Mark, our reading today, begins with the words, this is the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The focus of Mark's writings and preaching was the good news of the presence of anointed Savior, Jesus Christ. Mark was not one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, but he probably knew Jesus personally. Mark wrote his gospel in the form of the fast-paced story, like a popular novel. The book portrays Jesus as a man who backed up his words with action that constantly prove who he is in God, the Son of God. Mark's growth in the ministry may have been due to his relationship with the apostles of Peter. Mark had written down everything he heard Peter said, particularly when they were in Rome. So Mark not the disciple of Jesus, but his very good connection with the Peter. So Peter tried to tell the story about Jesus. Mark had attempted to record every single word preached about Christ, but it's not known if they recorded everything except order, not even what Jesus did while he was still on the earth. So Mark just tried to listen the story about who Jesus was when Peter told about Jesus in his ministry of Peter as a mentor for Mark. So Mark wrote what he remembered the best he could and as inspired by the Holy Spirit. Because Mark wrote his gospel for Christians in Rome, where many idols were worshipped, he wanted his readers to know that Jesus is the true Son of God. Mark also opened this good news by reminding us about John the Baptist, who hundreds of years early, maybe 700 years before Christ, Isaiah prophesied his presence as a forerunner. Isaiah was one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament. When you read in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1, he said, "I come to prepare the road." So the book of Isaiah just tell about how the prophet of Isaiah coming and tell, prepare the road to the coming one. John called to prepare the way for the Lord coming. Clear the road for him means that people should give up the selfish way of living, renounce the sin, seek God's forgiveness, and establish relationship with God by believing and obeying his words as found in Scripture. As we read the book of Mark, realize that it is more than just a story. It is part of God's words. In it, God is revealing to us his plan for human history and offering the good news of his salvation to us. When I start to prepare this one, this story come to my mind. I remember Pak Dail, you chairperson, last year and on Tuesday, sharing the story about the Bible belongs to his family from his great-great-grandfather, generation to generation. On Tuesday, when Pak Dail tell the story, he's not crying. But the last time when he's sharing his story about the Bible, the scripture, the words of God, he was in tears because, you know, he's as a believer of Christ. But maybe at the time he didn't know about God or about Jesus. But the story coming from his great-great-grandffather to grandfather to the father to the father to the father to the child to the son and the generation to generation lift them up. How important the words of Christ in the life. And you can see he's very good example. I'm not saying because he's here. No, he's very good example. When talking about Christ, when talking about the good news, when talking about the scripture, touch your heart. I believe all of us, we only listen about the story of Jesus only coming from generation to generation. We didn't have our own experience straight away with Jesus. But we live because the words of Christ in the Bible. So that's very important for all of us to remember that. As Padel tell you today, you see they coordinate to translate the scriptures in their own language. Northern Synod very strong support the Bible translation in the local or in the people language coming from your heart. Because from the generation to generation, people don't understand. When you read the Bible, you only said, oh, from the beginning is the words of Christ. But you don't know. But when you translate in your local language, in your heart of your language, you understand, wow, this is the language of Christ coming to us today. So Northern Synod, very strong support for the translation in the local language. So we have Jamar Pongo in indigenous language, we have Pichanjara, we have Gumats, and we have lots in the local language, so people understand clear what God means in these words. In the past, again, Northern Synod, we sending people, our indigenous brothers and sisters, we went to Kupang, because in Kupang, we translate to the Bible in the local language. So people understand clear, this is the words of God. Everything can change. Everything can you can see change. And you said, oh, this is the city, not like 20 years ago. But the words of Christ never change. Always give you hope and peace in your heart when you come and read the Bible in your own language. So we went to Indonesia together with our brothers and sisters to attend the launch the Bible in the local language. Big ceremony, because how people are working hard from their heart. Some Bible they translate in 40 years, some Bible in 10 years, some Bible maybe more than 11 years. How hard you translate so you know out from the meanings of the Bible to bring people to understand, yes, this is the words of God, so we have to obey and listening and live by these words. So when we attend one in Roti, that's very interesting because we coming from here, from Darwin, with a big plane. We're landing in Bali, and from Bali to Kupang, and from Kupang to Roti, you have to use the small boat. So before we enter to the boat, they give us, you know, in Indonesia we have the jug, 5-liter jug, empty. They give each of us, use this one. So our brothers and sisters from indigenous here, they said, what for, Tracy? And I said, I don't know. So after, the captain said to us, make sure if something happened, use the jug carry and jump to the beach, to the sea. And we, in the little boat, we just pray, God, we not here accidentally, but you're sending us. You're calling us and you're sending us. So please look after us. How amazing the words of God always give you hope in this life. In my family background, every night we have devotion. The father will tell us about Jesus. We pay attention who Jesus was. And when we're young, we don't know. But we only see the picture, oh, that's Jesus. And sometimes if you drop the Bible, you pick up and you kiss, oh, Jesus, forgive us because we drop your book. The words of God there. So we obey because we understand and we believe that's message coming from God to people 2,000 years ago to teaching us to know about Jesus, who we believe, and in faith we always worship him. This is the good news of his salvation to us today. Why does the Gospel of Mark begin with the story of John the Baptist? Not mention the story of Jesus' birth. Important Roman officials of this day were always presided by an announcer or herald. When the herald arrived in town, the people knew that someone of prominence would soon arrive. That's why they said, John Baptist said, prepare the road for the who will coming. In our life, sometimes we thinking about, oh, this is the road car will pass on and on and on. And you see, if government see, especially after rain, hall they try to fix so we smooth can drive. In our life, we thinking not the road John Baptist means, but the road our heart to prepare to welcome, hope to welcome the Prince of Peace coming to our life. What it means to prepare the road? Sometimes in our life, we realize or not, sometimes something always hidden in our heart. Maybe anger, maybe ego, maybe we don't like one and another. This is the time for us to prepare, make a smooth road for God to coming. That's very important for us to think about it then. Because in this life to die, especially when we come to the Advent, when talking about Advent, our thinking face, wow, Christmas coming soon. What you face to do? I have to buy new clothes. I have to make sure I buy new couch. I make sure I clean my house. That's what we do. Because we think we want to have everything good. We want everything new in our life. But Isaiah reminds all of us, everything physically good, but how about our heart? If the words of God in your heart, that means beginning with God, you can hear God calling you to coming to first, to coming to worship Him in your daily life. That's the message want to give us to die in this Advent. Because if our concentrate only to celebrate, party, new clothes, new couch, new everything, how about our heart? Jesus not coming only welcome Jesus coming to your house, but coming first to your heart. If you have something you hidden from long time ago, you angry or you ego in your heart, time for you to God. The hope always coming from you. I want to peace, be myself and peace with others so I can bring you peace in every day in my daily life. If you know peace with you, yourself, how can you bring peace to others? That's what the words of Christ coming. You have to live and journey with the words of Christ in your daily life. John very strong, preaching to prepare people to accept Jesus as a God son. When John challenged the people to confess sins individually, people will say, what you talking about? But he said, this is what God want me to do in my life. Therefore, we must give ourselves and open our hearts to this calling. God calling, maybe he's not calling you to be preaching, but he calling you to be a good husband, a good wife, a good mom, a good grandmother, or good friends to one and another. Jesus Christ is present as the Savior who loves all people. He cares deeply and longs for each person to come to him. Giving ourselves and opening our hearts to God's call to receive his grace in Jesus Christ as Savior in the best step to welcoming him in this event week. Live and journey with God's word. This is very important for all of us to think about it. Because maybe we think, oh, I can't do that. Trust that Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will go, but I will send one friend, one counselor to be with you. Sometimes we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. So our duty to ask Holy Spirit to come in and renew our heart and our mind, to transform us by the God Spirit, not by our own spirit. Because If we use our own spirit, of course, we will living in dispute and end up with we don't want to know one and another. We continue to living in uncertainty because of this pandemic. We don't know what happened next. As I remind you, I celebrate my 28 years as an ordained minister. One day after my ordination, the next day, big tsunami in Flores. Big tsunami. And lots of victims there. But I'm still stand up here. Prepare, God prepare me in the one village far away from Kupang as well. But today I'm stand here to preaching. That means God's calling never fail in your life. So we have to be good example first in our family life. The words of God have to continue. We read and apply in our life. As I mentioned, as soon as Pat Dale talking about the Bible, all, very old Bible, but the words of God never change. So we have to grow in the words of God in our daily Bible every day. What next for us today when we enter this Advent too? Peace. As I mentioned, first you have to pray to ask God. So you know and understand your own weakness and you know your own understanding about God. Ask God to bring peace to yourself first and bring peace to your family. And you can bring peace to the congregation or the place when you worship together with your brothers and sisters here in the living water. Let these words of God guide us always during this week of preparation to welcome the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, come to our life. Amen.